has cambiado todo, amigo.
Lo que esperaba al fin llegó.
Lo que nadie más pude encontrar.
Sin esperar cae en mis manos. ¿Cómo es que todo se ve mejor contigo?
¿Cómo es que nada parece igual?
No puede ser amor. Lo que siento en mí es mucho más de lo que imaginaba.
Quiero escapar
de tu vida. No, no, tú llenaste mi corazón con tu querer,
con tu alma y tu ser.
No te quiero perder.
Hello.
We're on live.
Oh, yes, we are.
We're on live.
Yes, we are.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Freeform radio. Some of that classic freeform for
Wait,
you.
Who are you?
I'm May. In the studio we have Riley.
I'm the webmaster.
Webmaster Riley. Get that through your head. It's the she's the damn master.
I don't know if you can say that word.
I'm master.
I'm kidding.
You can say that. Yeah, you can say that. Yeah. It's not a curse word. the dang webmaster.
Yeah. Any complaints about the website?
Like, webmaster. What's wrong with webmaster?
webmaster's a slur in my language. Yeah. You didn't put the dang headphones on.
I don't like wearing the headphones.
You're noobish.
I'm noobish, basically. Today we've got only the most depressing
91.5 FM.
Yeah. Oh, you want to do the station tag.
Yeah. Oh wait, like the whole station tag?
No. Like 91.5
WMFO Medford Freeform Tufts Radio.
Only the rituals and incantations.
Only the most depressing.
The most depressing music that you've ever heard.
Life sucking. Soulless.
Yeah. So the theme for today, and actually for the rest of the show, this is going to be going on for the rest of time. 12 o'clock on a Friday. Most depressing music.
It's 12 o'clock. I don't think he says that.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
That's
wrong.
Like the same thing. That's a time on a weekday.
Saturday is a weekend. So not a weekday, a weekend day, Riley. You absolute buffoon.
I'm using my e-board powers to expel you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So coming up, we get the most evil music that you've ever heard. And it's gonna play in 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's real sadness right there. You can really feel the King of Leon.
The Kings of Leon. There's more than one.
No, I mean, you know, there's only one of them singing right now. You can really feel the King, you know, in your Leon. Maybe that's a little too racy.
I don't know. That song always just, like, it brings me, like... Like, I would say it brings me down, but, like, the emotional highs of that song. like, it's... Because it's not like it's bringing you down. It's like it's lifting you up to such this emotional peak, right? And that's like...
I like how you're playing this straight, you know?
I'm being serious.
What's it called? I think my favorite video that I made set to that song was like a clip from The Wire where I forget his name, but the brother shoots he just like shoots him with like a pellet gun.
Oh my lord. Yes, dude. Tears. Real tears in the studio. Real tears in the studio.
Right, what's up next?
Yeah, okay, so next up we got Real Death by Mount Eerie. Okay, okay. All jokes aside, now that actually I think is the saddest song that I've ever heard.
It's definitely up there.
Yeah, it's woof. We're real sad. We got real sadness in the studio. Yeah, we're you're talking to two real sad heads here. None of that fake sad.
Sad. You know, I may be noob at a lot of things, crunch. But I'm really pro.
Yeah. I'm a pro yearner, sadness, that's what we're known for.
Indeed.
And then after that, we got Things Are Gonna Be All Right. What a hopeful sounding song. and then we'll return.
What's after that?
Then it's gonna be Foxtails and then the Pine. But okay. I feel like we could sort of put all the emo together.
Let's put all the emo wailing together.
Let's put all the emo together. Yeah. Let's put Cave In after Things Are Gonna Be All Right.
Okay.
You know Codeine?
No, I mean I've heard of them.
It's real sad hours coming up.
They have that shirt with the cat on it, right?
That's right. Touch that dial. Don't touch that dial.
Don't!
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Death is real. Someone's there and then they're not. And it's not for singing about. It's not for making into art. When real death enters the house, all poetry is dumb. When I walk in to the room where you were and look into the emptiness instead, all fails. My knees fail, my brain fails, words fail, crusted with tears, catatonic and raw. I go downstairs and outside and you still get mail. A week after you died, a package with your name on it came, and inside was a gift for our daughter you had ordered in secret and collapsed there on the front steps. I wailed. A backpack for when she goes to school a couple years from now. You were thinking ahead to a future you must have known deep down would not include you. Though you clawed at the cliff, you were sliding down, being swallowed into a silence that's bottomless and real. It's dumb, and I don't want to learn anything. Love you.
Last night I dreamt your face. The skin was falling off, the flesh was turning gray. This is a killing. Thank you.
Hello.
We're back.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Woof.
Woof. Yeah, I mean, real death.
Any car crashes on 993?
Tobin has been closed permanently. Everyone drove off.
Do we extend to the Tobin?
Huh?
Can we get to the Tobin?
I think the radar map does go over there, yeah. Last I could tell.
Okay, awesome. Goodbye, Tobin Bridge. And goodbye, I guess, like the skate park underneath, because
yeah,
people
rest
have
in peace, Lynch.
Well, because people have fallen off the bridge.
Is this song playing, or what is the next song?
Right now, it's Whiskey and Wine by Planet for Burial. It's a nice volume. I don't know. Okay. I get concerned sometimes because the mics get a little foolish.
Yeah.
The mics get a little.
This headphone only plays out of one side. Okay.
Yeah. The headphone situation in here. Oh, hey, ops team. Hey. Looking at you, Buster.
Hello, Sebastian.
I think that might be. Oh, I get. Are these new?
Some of them are. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Oh, these work.
Yeah.
Here, you can use these.
Oh.
Ringo. Ringo. Yeah, we just heard "Real Death," "Cave In" by Codeine, and "Things Are Gonna Be Alright" by Acetone.
Yeah. All sad songs. Although,
yeah.
We were just saying Acetone one. It's more melancholic.
More melancholic, like very country, right? It's like it is like. It's like what if country was indie rock, I think. But I think it's sad enough because the guy ended up killing himself. The Richie Lee, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Richie Lee. Honestly, that's really sad.
Yeah.
I think a year or so after that album was released, York Boulevard.
Yeah. I know it's Planning for Burial, which is very much more in that wintry vein.
Yes, like Codeine. Codeine, we were discussing what season these sort of songs felt like. Because you can really be sad in any season.
Any time of the year.
But
any time of year.
You can be sad any time of the year, but it's going to be a little different, right? The sadness will be different.
It changes. It evolves with you.
Yeah. It's very much an embodied feeling. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I pumped my eyebrows, and you couldn't see that, I'm sure. But Riley saw that. after that, we got Exhume by Transaction De Novo. No, that's not right. Exhume by Bedhead on the album Transaction De Novo. More indie rock from the 90s. I like Bedhead notably.
I haven't listened to Bedhead.
No, I played some for you in your car that one time.
Oh yeah.
When it was like who's that? Who was the one that I said was like, oh, this is just like Bedhead.
I have a memory of this. I don't remember what
we were. I remember we were on the Mystic Parkway.
Ooh.
That's what I remember about that situation. But
we're always on the Mystic Park.
Yeah. Low key, like there's never a moment where we're not. He's coming back from somewhere.
Oh yeah, probably.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, yeah.
Bro, so
we talked through the whole song.
We talked the whole damn song. Dang song.
FCC.
I love you, FCC. Come over here and we'll. Well,
I'll show you my public file. Baby.
I'll show you my public file. You can dig deep in my files, and we'll have a deep conversation, I think.
Oh yes, indeed. can't see it, but she just winked.
okay, we gotta stop talking.
Yeah,
we gotta stop talking. Let's play Exhume. Exhume by Bedhead, and then we're gonna pause and do PSA.
Oh yeah, and then it'll be emo.
Then we're gonna switch to emo because
we'll be listening to a genre that lends itself very naturally to extremely depressing songs.
Yeah, kind of like,
you know, maybe
the idea of it. I think.
Well, I don't know if Embrace was really all that sad.
No, you're right, but it was emotional. Right?
Yes, indeed, it was.
Okay. Enough yapping.
Don't
touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. Thank you.
PSA.
Hello.
Read that PSA.
Read that PSA. So this is my favorite PSA
this
of all
our,
time.
This is our
love this PSA. When I had my own show, I would read this one like every week. It's a really important one. I think you should really.
Well, yeah, you got to pay attention.
You should really pay attention.
Pay attention, or things could get bad for you. I know all you drivers on the Tobin are all crashing because of the bad hat and the planning for burial and coding and all that, but this could save your life.
There's something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service and a message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Okay. We love safety.
We love safety.
We love safety.
All right, what's up next?
Okay.
Whole half hour.
Yeah.
Emotional hardcore.
Yeah. Not necessarily. I think it's more Midwest than anything. But sometimes they can be friends.
Well, February.
Yeah, February is kind of is pretty emotional hardcore.
I forget what else is on there.
This is explicit. The next song is explicit.
What's the next song?
It's the Foxtails one.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we're skipping that, huh?
Yeah, I guess we should skip that
Goodbye,
one.
Goodbye, Foxtails. Yeah. Okay, so we were going to play Foxtails, but we're not actually going to play Foxtails.
Yeah, I just remember that one is. I'm thinking about the lyrics and like,
it's not safe harbor hours yet.
Indeed, it is not.
Can you say the S word?
Huh? No, probably not. Why? What is the next one?
No, for old new girlfriend.
Oh,
I think we're probably fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So next up is coming up is...
You meant that S word. I was thinking about, like, poop.
No Tomorrow by The Pine, then No Way by February.
February. No R.
No R.
But there is an R on the album cover. There is, but no
because
R.
It's because it's cute. And then Old New Girlfriend by I Hate Sex.
Did you ever read that story I wrote?
Which one?
I'll show you it in a bit.
Okay. Read it live on air?
It is not acceptable for live. I think the FCC would grind me into a meat pulp if I did.
We don't have that much time. I want to maximize our emo.
Yes. Maximize the emo.
So emo, in 3, 2, 1... Yeah, sorry. We got
some bedroom talk.
We were talking about bedroom talk.
We're talking about like you got like
okay, yeah.
You can't. So you know, it's a waste to wear a shirt once,
right? And just throw it right in the hamper.
Yeah.
We can all agree on that, right?
Yeah. Unless like you spilled like your goulash all over.
Right. You got goulash over your shirt. Yeah. You put that shit. In, put that stuff in the hamper. That schist in the hamper.
Put that stuff all in that hamper.
Yeah. Put that stuff in the hamper. Where were we? Yeah. Anyways.
But like, you know, do you just hang the shirts back up in the closet? Like, I feel like that's not good, right? Because the shirt is a little dirty from the day's work, right? So, you know, you can't just put it back in the closet. But I don't have two closets. What do I look like? Do I look like Wells Fargo?
What am I, Jeff Bezos? Two closets? I barely have one.
Exactly. Like, I can't put it back in the closet, but like putting on my chair, you know, if I put it all on my chair, then I gotta use the chair, and then I move the clothes from the chair to the bed, and then I gotta use my bed to sleep in, so I put it all, I move from the bed to the chair. It's madness! I'm living in agony. Like,
I got
no system. What do you call it?
George Costanza. George Costanza. Jerry, do you after you wear a shirt, do you wash it immediately? Do you like throw it right in the hamper? And then Jerry goes, well, yeah, of course, it's disgusting to do otherwise. And then George sort of gives a sheepish look, and Jerry says, you don't wear your shirts again, do you? That's disgusting.
No, of course not.
No, he looks around. It's like, okay, Jerry, you can't tell anybody this, but I'm having a real problem. I don't think he'd be ashamed of it. I don't think George would be ashamed.
He would defend it very vigorously.
Yeah. Like, he'd defend it.
Like, don't give me that look, Jerry. Don't give me that look. You want to understand the problem that I'm having?
Like, listen, Jerry, listen.
You know, I take my clothes off for the day. I'm a hardworking man. My clothes are a little, you know, but I'm not that hardworking.
And this is like when he's unemployed.
Exactly. And he's like, you know, I take my shirt off, right? And then I can't put it back in the closet. That's disgusting. That's madness. That's madness, Jerry. It's madness. So then I don't have any other closet to put it in, you know? Rent is crazy. I can't afford a place with two closets.
Two closets, Jerry. What do I look like?
What do I look like?
Yeah.
And then Kramer bursts in. He's like, I've got a new gadget for you guys.
Listen to this. A clothes hanger with I don't know,
pineapple scented clothes.
Pineapple. It smells like the beach.
Dude, when that episode where he's like, he like smells the model, yeah, and he starts banging on the door. Let me in.
The beach. Oh, are we peeking? Oh
yeah,
man.
If you're not redlining,
we're not peeking.
If you're not redlining, you ain't headlining.
You ain't headlining. That's right.
Okay, we should probably get on with the next
song. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's 12:50.
Oh, word. Okay, yeah, we got a couple more songs here. Yeah. We're going to play Life and then by Awake But Still in Bed and then some Hotelier, and then we'll maybe close it up with some Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Well, I have this noise song here just because I think it's intense, but honestly, we might just do another Hotelier song. Yeah. Here's Life by Awake But Still in Bed. We both like this song.
All the words that You cut your ties, felt better off. Salutations to your son. Awoke to find you heading out with your white collar undone. You placed a bar, I played a game to see how low that I could go. We developed mental pictures and we're following our fathers down the drain. Do you recall the imagery from when I drove you away? Through others' roast, prescription lens. Charm was the way you would push me from all of the traps that I just couldn't see. Figures the one.
What an hour.
What an hour. Very sad. Very,
if you if that didn't take it out of you for the rest of the day, I think you, you deserve a break. Why don't you take a break?
Why don't you take a break?
I'm going to need a break.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't get no break.
Indeed. We're sad all the time. We're pro.
We're sad all the time.
We may be noob.
We're professional sad. We're professional like yearners and I guess criers too, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Let's say that.
Yeah.
No tears were shed today.
And no, they were not.
Strength.
Strength.
Hashtag strength. But we got to wrap up.
I'm May.
I'm Riley.
Yes.
Indeed, I am.
And you have been listening to Rituals and Incantations on 91.5 FM
WMFO
Medford, Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
You only have to say the two words, but
WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening.
I guess we got to turn Rick Deckard back on.
Yeah, Rick Deckard's coming on.
Okay. Enjoy the automation.
Yeah, Rick Deckard's coming on after this, and then there's going to be another show. I don't actually know what it is.
I guess we should probably. I don't know if there's another show coming in. We should probably switch
No. I'm going to switch to automation anyways, though.
Okay. I guess switch to Studio C. Yeah.
No, I'll keep it in here. They always come in here.
Okay.
Have a lovely afternoon.
It's afternoon.
Okay.
Indeed, it is. Bye.